Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One terrific little side note, going to Waukesha, Robin Voss, the gerrymandered, illegitimate speaker of the assembly, has a primary opponent, a guy named Adam Steen. Adam Steen, a primary opponent. And the word is that Robin Voss is out doing doors. He hasn't done doors in a long time. He's doing doors 20 hours a week. I always like doing doors. It's fun. You knock on the voter's door and you talk to them about issues, and you can get a good feel for what's bothering people. And you can also get a good feel for how you're doing by the reaction to you. Anyway, Robin Voss is above all that. Hasn't done that in a long time, but now he is running hard and running scared, but not in a good way. It's not like the Democrat is liable to bump him off. It's a gerrymandered district. But this guy, Adam Steen, is one of these far-right Republicans. You may think Robin Voss is far-right, and he is. And he has run a gerrymandered legislature that has slowly and systematically undone and weakened the University of Wisconsin system, public education, the DNR, environmental regulation. We have forever chemicals, and now I think probably almost half the counties of the state. These are carcinogens, and they're not regulated. They're not regulated by the federal government, and Voss has interfered with their being regulated by the state. So this guy is no good, and he's got to get out. But is it possible that you can get a right-wing guy that is so bad that he's a caricature? And the answer is yes, Adam Steen. Adam Steen, Steen, S-T-E-E-N, said the following, quote, "Donald Trump is the best thing to happen to the United States since the Declaration of Independence in 1776. Now, hey, Steen, all right, this, we're not talking, if I made a kappa here, okay, I mean, but so what? Steen, have you heard of George Washington? You think Trump is better than George Washington? Have you heard of Abraham Lincoln? Have you heard of Franklin Roosevelt? Have you heard of victory in World War II? Have you heard of victory in the Civil War and binding up the nation's wounds? Have you heard about eliminating slavery? And this is the clown that said Donald Trump is the best thing to happen in the U.S. since 1776. What an idiot. Then he attacks Voss, and this is strange because I don't want either one of them in the assembly. I really don't. But he attacks Voss. He calls him, quote, a treasonous traitor. Now, you know, Voss was booed at the Republican convention, and he was called a rhino, Republican in name only, which is unbelievable to me since he's emblematic of the Republican Party, which is this corrupt gerrymander. But in any event, called a rhino. And then all four Republican candidates, including the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, whom he supported and supports, turn on him. Turn on him like dogs. Get him out. We don't want the establishment Republican Party. He's a rhino. You know, you got to love politics. Actually, you don't got to love politics. But I mean, if you're at all interested in it, it's unbelievable. This is what's going on in his district. So he's out there doing doors going, I'm not a rhino. Well, did they boo you? Well, yes. Sir. I don't know. I think somebody was coughing. They were just coughing. Well, no, I heard on TV they booed you. They called you a rhino. This Adam Steen called you a treasonous traitor. You know, this business of hyperbole is fine. I mean, hyperbole is a rhetorical device. But try to get away from things like treasonous traitor, because, you know, what's the opposite? Patriotic traitor or only slightly treasonous traitor? If you're a traitor, you're a traitor. This business of loading on adjectives, and Steen may not know it's an adjective, but it is, and that is a treasonous traitor. You know, this is the level of representation we get from the Republican Party. That is why in a lot of the counties in the state, you're drinking carcinogens right now in the state that had the purest water in the nation. That is why our universities in the state, our public universities, are being starved and stripped down to the point that they're losing their reputations as among the greatest universities in the world. And that is why Robin Voss is doing Doris 20 hours a week so he can stay on to do his bad work. And he's running against a character, a clown, who, would do a worse job? I'm not sure. You know, this guy, Tim Rampton up in Campbellsport, sounds a lot like Adam Steen. And at some point, if you have a guy who's a caricature, who's absolutely so far out to lunch that everybody laughs at him, that can be the undoing of a party quicker than having somebody in a serpentine fashion try to sound reasonable, but stick the knife into the DNR, the University of Wisconsin, stick the knife into fair maps, stick the knife into everything. And stand by. I don't expect Adam Steen to win. I mean, Adam Steen, whoever heard of Adam Steen? I never heard of Adam Steen before in my life. But I will say, a guy that says that Donald Trump is the best thing that happened in the United States since 1776, the guy, I don't know if he took any high school history or not, but you know, this is a very, very sad situation that this is what the Republican Party has come down to. In Ukraine, I think some good news out of Biden. We are giving them much more advanced weapons than we had. We're giving them missiles, guided missiles, multi-rocket launchers that can launch missiles for 50 miles. Up till now, we'd only given them launchers that could go 25 miles. And prior to that, we only gave them javelins where they had to, and stingers, they had to home in on the aircraft or the tank and get real close. But we have missiles, multiple guided missile launchers, MLRs. They're multiple launch rocket systems. They're under consideration. They go 300 miles. Now, 300 miles is almost Kenosha to Superior. And they're guided. Give them to them. Give them to them immediately. The reason the Ruskies are trying to consolidate in the Donbass in the east is because the Ukrainians have to get within less than 25 miles to take them out, and the Russians have more troops. Give them to them. Now, the reason that we have not given them to them is because Biden does not want them launching them into Russia, obviously. He don't want them launching towards Moscow. Now, Moscow is 1,000 miles from Ukraine, but there are a lot of other cities that are within 300 miles. So, you know, you got to be careful in that respect. On the other hand, the Russians are launching these missiles that destroy every building in a city and kill 10,000 civilians, committing war crimes and genocide from sites in Russia over the border. We got to give them these heavier weapons, in my view. Putin has got to be stopped. And let me tell you something. He's going all in this respect. He has a new strategy, which is take over the Donbass, which is part of eastern Ukraine, and sit there like a spider. Sit there like a poisonous spider that he is. And just sit there and wait 6 months, a year, till Germany and France get very tired and start giving him whatever he wants. And then he'll go into Kyiv again. You cannot negotiate with Hitler. You just can't. And the fact is that this guy's got to be taken out. He's got to be euthanized. He's got to be taken down like an animal. But it's got to be done by the Russian people. In the meantime, we have got to get the weapons to Ukraine that they need to hammer these people back. They're very brave people, because if Ukraine falls, they've now claimed that they will try Zelensky as a war criminal. A war criminal for what? Defending his own country? This is a malignant, this is a post-communist organized crime country, and it's got to be stopped. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.